Yes, you sense this evening. Is my voice there?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's hard when I can't hear myself. Amen. Thank you. Brother, if you can put that song, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Amen. To be in spirit this evening. Fellowship with you. Amen. Somebody's here. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and ooh, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for mercy. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have been fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed all my life. If anybody asks me just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed all my life. If anybody asks you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. Mercy, oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy rewrote my life. Jesus is ever shining. Jesus is ever shining. Ever shining. Ever shining. Ever shining. Ever shining. Ever shining.
Wahrscheinlich, wahrscheinlich, Jesus, anno Peña, anno Peña, anno Peña, anno Peña, anno Peña, anno Peña. Anno Peña, Anno Peña, Jesus is ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining, ever shining. Eva Shaini, Eva Shaini. Amen. We can sing maybe one more song, some small chorus. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. There is big change in me. I need to ask me and I aim. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. All the bonds of sins are broken. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. There is a big change in me, big change in me. I am so happy, I am so free. It took me out of bondage and to liberty. Oh, 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 big change in me. There is a big change in me, big change in me. I am so happy and free. It took me out of bondage and to liberty. Oh, 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 big change in me. I've been delivered, praise the Lord. I've been delivered by His grace. All the bonds of sins are broken. I've been delivered, praise the Lord.
Who's to pray, Brother Vlad?
I ask Brother Amy. Brother Andrew, maybe you can pray.
Father, thank you, Lord, for grace and for mercy, Lord, to come before Thee upon this day and to bring ourselves before Thee, Lord. Father, thank you for songs that we can sing, songs of worship, Lord. How wonderful that they are. When we sing about Jesus is ever shining, Lord, shine upon us upon this night, Lord. When we sing upon mercy, rewrote my life. Lord, we think of the days when you walked in darkness and then mercy, it rewrote our lives. And thank you that we can sing these songs. Continue to lead us, Lord. Continue to anoint us and to bless us in the song service. Anoint the song leader, give him wisdom in the songs to sing. Give us the spirit, Lord, the unction to worship Thee upon this evening. Prepare our hearts for the word. Bless the minister as he had come to minister unto us, Lord, and lead us and guide us in prayer, and grant us grace to pray this night according to your will, we pray. Father, we want to commit this service into your hands because we've gathered in your name. And Father, what a blessed promise that you've given unto us. Be glorified, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Brother Andrew, may God bless you. Amen.
brother, if you can find that song, Hold My Loving Brother. When the world is in fire. Amen. Oh, the judgment day is coming for them all fools. It will be Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, the dawning of the day, the splash with a treasure shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Sinners will be crying for the home they never see, but the ransom will be singing, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. I am under that rock, that rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. Go tell my enemies, I am under that rock. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. I am under that rock. The rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. Go tell my enemies, I am under that rock. Jehovah, hide me, I am under that rock. In that rock I will hide, in its shadow I will rely. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide, in that rock I will hide, in its shadow I will revive. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness that you feel and your body isn't well, remember He's the great physician, and in Him all life dwells. Cast your case on Jesus and you'll find you'll soon be whole. Believe His word and promise, all is mine. Every promise in the book. He's mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You might ask Him for the salvation of one close relation, one you truly love is called far away. Look unto the Lord and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon His name. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. You may find you lost the passion, maybe because your poor reaction. Life is in that faith, and does He really care? Look unto the Lord, and you'll find He's always there. Believe His word and trust our God, He cares. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people come and dine. With His manna He the feed and supplies our every need. Hot this sweet the sub with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples came to learn, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfied the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master called it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take His bride to be ever at His side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oath will be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus. Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. How great thou art, O Lord my God, when I awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power to doubt the universe display. And sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. When to the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the tree. When I look down from a lofty mountain's crown, and hear the and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God is Son, not sparing, send him to die, I scarce can take it in. Then on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. I know the master of the wind, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. My boat of life sails on the troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches over me. When the prince turns into a king. Oh yes, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh yes, I know the master of the winds. Oh, I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. Can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, El Ela, Elohim, how we long to worship you. El Ela, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Lord, we come to you in worship. No matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, we will lift up our holy hands. Ella, we long to worship you. El Ela, Elohim, how we long to worship you. Here we are in Satan's Eden, and Satan comes to beat us down. But with your spirit here before us, in righteousness will rise and sing. El Ela, Elohim, how we long to worship you. El Ela, Elohim, are here to pray. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift up our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring, rising up from our hearts. Rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can bring. Bringing you our love, rising from our heart. Everything within us cries, I love you, I love you. Lord, once more we are here. We are here to praise you, Lord, to lift our hands and sing. We are here to give you, Lord, the best that we can be. Rising from our heart, everything within us cries, I love you, I love you, Lord.
Bringing you our love, rising from our hearts, everything within us cries, I love you, we love you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. Amen. God richly bless you, precious brother Vlad. Yes, you have by the songs and praises and worship. Oh, we have received that atmosphere we need. And the Lord, he's already here. Amen. We thank God. And we say, Holy Spirit, welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in our midst, in our various homes, wherever, Lord, your children are gathered this evening, tonight. Lord, you are there, the omnipresent God. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you all the glory. Amen. Yes, brethren, as we all know, we always need to approach him the right way according to what the scripture always tells us to do. He said, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, after we've given thanks, then we can make our request be made known unto him. Praise the Lord. So this moment, if we shall stand and looking the week, how the week has traveled from last Sunday, oh, in his presence, what the blessings that we received by way of the word. Oh, hallelujah. And the beginning of the weekdays, brethren who had been driving to and fro from home to work in our homes, his sustaining power. Everywhere we have been, oh, the Lord God, the good Lord had directed our footsteps. Oh, brethren, if you know how the enemy, if he will open our eyes for us to see how every footstep is being challenged by the enemy, always behind us. But the Lord, the Spirit of God, always raises standards, oh, to keep us safe, brethren, and see grace once again has opened the loving arms wide open to receive us. Oh, tonight, brethren, let's give thanks. Let's say, Lord, we thank you. Yes. All that is the best that is within us, we want to pour them tonight because you first loved us and we love you, Lord. We love you. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, the week has traveled so far today, Friday. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. We have yet another privilege, oh, to come to your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, the Lord, you have done, oh God, by way of your grace, your mercies, your protection, your loving kindness, oh Lord. We can count our blessings, Lord. Lord, but Father, you know our hearts, Lord, how, God, we do appreciate all that, Lord, you have done, oh God, for us. We thank you, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, Lord. Father, you have fed us, you've clothed us. Oh, you have guided every footstep that we have made, Lord. Your children have been going to and fro from work. Oh, Lord, you have kept them safe on the road. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are so good. You are excellent. You are above all things, Lord. And we say, glory be to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, even tonight, here we are with your arms of love wide open to receive us, oh God. Oh, glory be to your name. Bless in your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, esteem in your name. Oh, that name above all names. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give all the glory to you, Lord. And Lord, tonight, as we have come, oh Lord, we've come, oh God, believing. We've come, Lord, oh, with all reverence, oh Lord. We come with all humility. Oh, we come, Lord Jesus, oh, by faith, Lord, that, oh God, you have called us. And Lord, we know there is a purpose why you have made today, oh, for us, oh God. And Lord Jesus, we believe the Lord, all what you have in store, oh God, for us. Lord, you are going to bless us tonight mightily, Lord. We know that, Lord Jesus, you're going to even inspire us, oh Lord, by your word, oh God, that, Lord Jesus, you give us the utterances, Lord, even Father, to pray according to your thoughts, Lord, for us. And so, Lord Jesus, Father, we sit at your feet with all reverence now, Lord. thinking that, oh God, you give us, Lord, oh, the ear of understanding, oh Lord Jesus, oh, to catch every word, oh Lord. Oh Jesus, we once again say thank you. We give all glory to you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, oh, let your Holy Spirit now sweep over every home this moment, Lord. And Father, touch every heart, Lord Jesus. Even Father, before we come to lay our request before you, I pray that if anyone sick amongst us, oh Lord, your blood that was shed of God, oh Lord, we are looking at the stripes of God and we are believing that we are healed, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we sit at your feet now, we want to hear from you. And Lord Jesus, your servant, as I stand this evening, Father, it's not by my own will, oh God. Lord, I seek that, oh God, you hide me somewhere, Lord. And stand, oh God, oh, and speak to your people tonight. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. It takes you, oh God. Oh Lord, speak now as we are with all ears, Lord, to hear from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. Can we be seated for a while? Yes. Yes, we are here tonight. We are going to pray. It's a time of prayer. The Lord has made Fridays for us to come to his presence and to lay before him all our needs, our requests. And brethren, there are brethren amongst us who have been waiting for quite some time for answers to their various needs. See, they've waited weeks, months, and even years. But you know, our confidence is in the fact that he knows. He knows. Amen. It doesn't matter how long it has taken for you to receive your answer, to hear from him. Our confidence in the fact that he knows. You see, you remember in the scripture what he said about that man who had an infirmity for 30 and 80 years, who was lying by the side of the pool of Bethesda. You remember, the scripture says that when Jesus saw him, he said, he knew. That's what the scripture says. Said, Jesus knew that he had been now a long time in that case. See? He knows. When Jesus came to the pool of Bethesda, he saw the man. The scripture says he knew the man had been long in that case. Amen. So he knows everyone. So tonight, we would like to look into his word for something to encourage us, to strengthen us, something to boost our to boost or increase our faith, for us to stand steadfast, knowing that he knows. Amen. So let's turn to the reading of the word now. We have two scriptures tonight. The first And it's in Genesis 15. Genesis chapter 15, verse 11. And the second reading will be Matthew chapter 4. We'll read the first three verses. So our first reading, Genesis 15, 11. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. Amen. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abraham drove them away. Amen. Our second reading, Matthew chapter 4, the first three verses. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards anhungered. And when the tempter came, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Let's pray. Our dear Lord, we've read your word, O God. And Lord, as we seek the Holy Spirit leadership now, Lord, the author who take his own word, O God, and minister, Lord, through our understanding, Lord Jesus, even inspiring us tonight, Lord, to pray, Lord, according to your thoughts, Lord, for us. We thank you for the reading of the word. And as we sit at your feet, Lord, we want to hear from you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. May we be seated. We have a subject tonight, the waiting time. The waiting time. Yes, as we said, many are still waiting. Some are still waiting for an answer from God. Now, the time of waiting or the period of waiting for an answer or to be ministered unto, you see, you will surely be in a testing time. It will be a testing time for you. Amen. Whilst you are waiting, it will be a testing time for you. There will be so many things trying to come into your thoughts, your mind, waiting for an answer. And so in our first Scripture we read from Genesis 15, verse 11. It is a scripture about a very great moment in Abraham's life, a great experience in his life. Though God spoke to Abraham, he said, "I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. I am the Lord. I brought you out from Ur, the Chaldees, to give you this land to inherit it." Then Abraham asked God, "How would I know that how am I going to inherit it?" And then the answer that came from God was that God said, Take me an heifer, a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. So, take me these things. Amen. Abraham asked, how am I going to inherit this land? That was what God told him. Get all these things. Amen. And so Abraham did according to what God has instructed him to do. And he laid the carcasses of these animals, oh, nicely upon an altar. Now, he waited. He waited for God to come and tell him what, or maybe waiting for the fire to come down upon the sacrifice. He waited a long wait, waiting. And my brother, my sister, in that time of waiting, the waiting time, my brother, my sister, he was not spared. The waiting time, he was not spared. Scavengers of the earth, vultures of the earth, different types, came hovering around, trying to attack the sacrifice, to devour it. My, Abraham had to stay vigilant and steadfast to drive away these uninvited, wicked intruders. You see, the waiting time. God said, do that. And then he was waiting. The waiting time. Look at what was happening to Abraham. He had laid the sacrifice, all right. Now he was expecting maybe the fire to come down. There was no sign. There was nothing. He was not hearing anything from God. And scavengers of the air, the fowls of the air, the vultures came hovering, trying to attack the sacrifice. Abraham was not spared. Every single minute, second, he was what? Trying to what? Scare away these uninvited intruders. Abraham had to stay vigilant and steadfast to drive away these uninvited, wicked intruders. Yes, uninvited intruders they were. You see, brother, my sister, you put a carcass on your compound. Put a carcass on your compound. And you see the number of different scavengers and vultures, different colors, different sizes that you have never seen in your vicinity before. You see them hovering around your compound. So that was it. My brother, this is a very powerful message. But we are not going there tonight because this is a prayer meeting. Amen. So Abraham stayed on. He defied all forms of intrusion. He defied all forms of intrusion and waited upon his sacrifice until the going down of the sun. Until the going down of the sun. It wasn't a small task. Until the going down of the sun. When the intruders had all gone away in their defeat and shame, then Abraham, according to the Bible, a deep sleep fell upon him. The intruders were gone. They tried everything they could. Now it was all the going down of the sun as though the intruders had gone away. And a deep sleep fell upon Abraham. And in his sleep, God came and spoke to him. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God spoke to him about how the inheritance is going to be. Amen. Amen. But before, brother and sister, the waiting time, he was not spared. He needed to do what? To make sure the sacrifice was still intact. Amen. Now our second reading. Jesus, after having fulfilled all righteousness by being baptized of John the Baptist, the scripture says, and he was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to wait on his ministry. And for 40 days and 40 nights, waiting, and he was hungered. Jesus was expecting angels to come and minister unto him. But here comes rather the chief scavenger himself. Here comes him, the chief of all scavengers himself, coming determined to do what? To make the sacrifice in effect. He came purposely to make sure that the sacrifice wouldn't be what? Would be non-effect. If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You see? But Jesus stood steadfast and defied all forms of intrusion against his sacrifice. And when the tempter had gone away in his defeat and shame, the Bible says, then angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. Just the way that he had expected. Oh, the waiting time. Amen. Let's look at one type again. Another type. The children of Israel. See, the children of Israel had just what? Been baptized unto Moses in the Red Sea. Just like Jesus also was baptized. And then right away to the wilderness. The children of Israel also had been baptized unto Moses in the Red Sea and right from there into the wilderness. Amen. But you know, the miracle God shown to them, it was so tremendous, So when they had obtained baptism, or when they had crossed into the wilderness, oh yes, sir, what a joy! Because the miracle that He, God, has wrought, all their enemies had been buried deep under the Red Sea. So they were rejoicing. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? They were worshiping joy. Oh, amen. So after the great revival, they traveled 3 days without water. First day, no water anywhere. They move on. Second day, the heat had become intense, yet no water anywhere in sight. They were waiting. And they were doing well, keeping what? Keeping the scavengers of doubts and the vultures of frustration away from their faith. For that 2 days, oh yeah, that was really good. They were doing well. See, keeping the scavengers of doubts and the vultures of frustration away from their faith. Then the third day came. Uneasiness started. Oh, my brother, my sister. No, sir. No, sir. The third day, uneasiness started. My brother, my sister, don't give that scavenger of doubts. No, don't give him chance. But that was what was happening with the children of Israel. And then on the third day, lo and behold, water, the water of Mara. Oh, you could see the people running towards that pool. They tested it. What is this? Oh, they momentarily lost God. They lost God. And immediately the scavengers and the vultures flew in. And then they started to ask unnecessary questions to provoke God. My brother, my sister, see, that waiting time, they couldn't mount up what? They couldn't stay as Abraham did. As Jesus himself did, they couldn't. My brother, my sister, don't do it. Don't question God. Don't doubt. Amen. Listen. The answer to Mara was standing by the banners. Amen. If they had that patience for a while, and still kept the faith and prayed, oh Lord, we find water, but it's bitter. Oh, they would have gotten the revelation of that tree that was standing by what? By the banks. That was the answer. See it, my brother, my sister. The time of waiting
Your answer might have even been ready. It is there, it is standing there, but you are still just making a lot of what? A lot of noise. Questioning God unnecessarily. Don't do it, my brother. Don't do it, my sister. Don't allow the scavengers of doubt and the scavengers of unbelief to come upon your sacrifice. Amen. Oh, you know, it is just said that if you keep my word of patience, amen. If you would keep my word of patience, I will also keep you from the hour of what? Trials and temptations. Amen. That's what the scripture says. Into the church of what? The church of Osvana. If you keep my word of patience, I will also keep you from the hour of trials and temptations. Because many times, my brother, when you're waiting time, it is what God's word of patience towards you. And when we talk about patience, let's look at someone who couldn't wait. Amen. And that was King Saul. King Saul. He had no patience. You see, King Saul, according to the Bible, he was going into a battle. And any time the children of Israel going into battle, the prophet Samuel had to come and present, offer a burnt offering unto God. And let's turn to 1 Samuel 13. 1 Samuel 13. Reading from verse 8. And so Saul, he tarried 7 days. According to the set time, look at it. According to the set time that Samuel had appointed. The set time was there. But my brother, my sister, the set time might be extended a little for a purpose. So he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal. The set time, he didn't come. The waiting time, my brother, my sister. He didn't come. And the people were scattered from him. Verse 9, and Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering. My, no, sir. No, sir. That's not your place. Someone is not going to bring it. See, patience, patience, patience. Have patience for God. In your waiting time, have patience. Amen. You keep still. Don't get frustrated. Don't fear. He is coming. He's coming. He's coming. Now look at verse 10. And it came to pass that as soon as, my, as soon as he had made an end of offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. My brother, my sister, in your waiting time, he will come. He will come. Just keep on. Keep on. Send the scavengers away. That was what Saul was supposed to have done. That's scavengers coming to his mind. Hey, the people are scattering. Very soon, the Philistines will come and attack you. Why don't you do the sacrifice yourself? You see? Oh, my brother, my sister, don't try to do anything on your own to try to solve your problem, solve your needs. No, stay. He's coming. He's coming. And because Samuel, without patience, he lost his place as the king of Israel. Amen. So my brother, my sister, my brother, keep, you see, you have kept long in waiting. Yes, he's coming. My sister, you have been a long time in that case. Yes, he's coming. You keep on watching. Keep the scavengers out of place. Keep the scavengers of doubts away. The vultures of frustration, keep them away, my brother, my sister. Keep them away from your sacrifice. Whatever you have in your heart to give, just keep on. Amen.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm showing this because I'm going to read something from the prophet here, from the message book, Jehovah Jireh, preached in Grass Valley, 1962. You see in the the list that I've given you here, Abraham keeping the sacrifice away from the vultures. My brother, it wasn't a small work. It wasn't an easy work. Look at the way, you see, the testing time, the waiting time. Those scavengers who come, and they came to Saul, and he wasn't able to drive them away. And he went to do it his own way. And behold, Samuel came. Let's read something from the prophet here as we gather ourselves into prayer tonight. Amen. He said, now, notice, Abraham took these three animals and cut them apart and laid them piece by piece. And then Abraham got back. He did that on the altar. Amen. That was the sacrifice. And he watched it until the sun was going down. My. The prophet went on, and fowls came down out of the air on Abraham's sacrifice, vultures, and Abraham pushed them out. He shoved them away. Amen. And the prophet asked this question, was this a type of? He said, Abraham's seed in the last days. Oh, yes, sir. Abraham's seed in the last days, casting out devils from the sacrifice. You see, that's what he's talking about you and me now. Abraham's seed. In these last days, we are going to go through such times in our waiting time. Said Abraham's seed in the last day, casting out devils from the sacrifice, casting away from the sacrifice. God promised it. The sacrifice as Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And all of them, unbelieving spirits, trying to devour it. You see, the man of God, the Abraham seed, stand there, casting out the devils away from it, confirming the covenant, showing that Abraham seed. And then the prophet said, I mean the royal seed. Amen. We are the royal seed. Because the prophet said, remember, the natural seed failed. The natural seed failed because it accepted law instead of the word of grace. But there is a seed, royal seed, with the word standing true. Amen. That's you. That's me. Praise the Lord. Oh, your seed will prevail against every gates of the enemy. Amen. So, he said, the Abraham seed, casting out devils, doing great signs and wonders, getting all the unbelieving away from the world. Amen. That's what we are supposed to do, my brother. We are to cast all the unbelieving away from the world. Oh, praise the Lord. So my brother, my sister, in your waiting time, it's going to be a testing time. In your waiting time, you will not be spared. But stay put. Yes, the scavengers of doubts, they will come. The vultures of unbelief, they will come. But you are the royal seed of Abraham, confirming the covenant that you will prevail against every gates of the enemy. You will keep the sacrifice, what? Safe from the enemy. You will wait on him till he said, oh, my daughter, you've done well. I've come now to bring good tidings to you. He's coming. He will come. So the prophet said, keeping the sacrifice clean, keeping the word holy, keeping it reverent, not to put anything with it or add to it, just keeping it away from what? From the scavengers. And now listen to what he said. He said, standing on guard. Standing on guard, like your father Abraham, standing on guard, protecting the sacrifice. Letting nothing touch it. Amen. My brother and my sister, you are confirming who you are. Amen. If you stay faithful, if you stay, my brother, he knows that you have been long in that case. He knows that he's coming. Amen. You remember one time I told something that happened in my house here, my encounter with two different couriers. The first one that came, I was upstairs. My wife was in the bathroom, and I was in my pajamas when I heard a bell. Beep. Oh, I never knew who, because my room is at the back. So I couldn't see who was at the front. So I quickly had to change and put on something decent. When I went down, it took some time. And you know, these Koreans, they are always in a hurry. And I don't need to even sign anything. And this man was still standing with the pastor. Oh my. When I opened the door, he was standing there with the pastor. Oh my. And he handed it to me. And I said, God bless you. He was taken aback because maybe he had not heard something like that. He said, God bless you. And he didn't say anything. And he just showed a sign that, yeah, okay. And as he was going, he knew I was still standing by the door with the parcel. So he went to his car, his minibus, opened the door, started the car. He knew I was still there. So he turned. And his face was broad with a smile. And I waved him. And he waved back. I could see that he would be so happy the whole day because I prayed for him. Said, Lord, let the joy be upon this young man. Amen. And then another time, another Korean also came. I was even in the kitchen. So when the bell rang, even I made some, I was quickly just going. Oh, my brother, before I got there, he had just put the parcel down, whether someone is coming to take it or not. He just left it there. And straight away, he was almost even in his car. Just opened the door, bam, zoom, he's gone. So, my. Oh, this young man didn't wait for God bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. But I prayed for him. The Lord, have mercy upon him. Let his day be a good one so that all the frustration. See, he couldn't wait to receive. God bless you. He left his parcel over. Don't leave your parcel and go away. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. My brother, my sister, he's coming. Amen. So, brethren, let's watch it. Tonight we're going to pray because we know he's coming. We know that he is coming. Amen. He knows. Praise the Lord. He said, I am God at hand. Jeremiah 23:23. He said, I am God at hand. I'm not a God afar off. Yes, sir. And in verse 24, he said, do not I feel heaven and earth? You see, he's everywhere. He's everywhere, my brother, my sister. Yes, heaven and earth is filled with your glory, Lord. The ever-present God in times of need. Oh, the omnipresent God is here. He knows. You keep on knocking. Amen. brother, my sister, as Jesus said, if the unjust judge was able to avenge for that woman after that widow had what? Persevered. He said, shall not God, I, avenge my own elect? Who cry day and night unto me? Though I bear long with them. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes, you will not leave us alone. You know everything. Amen. That's why Jesus said, men ought to always pray and not faint. Amen. So tonight we are going to pray. We will not faint. Though we wait, we are still in our waiting time. We know now that the testing is a testing time as well. But we know that he is coming. He is coming. We know that every one of us, we are going to receive our answer. Even maybe tomorrow. It is so near, just close. Oh, like the children of Israel, when they didn't get that patience, look, the answer of Mara was just standing by the at the bank of the pool. Amen. Patience. Reverend, tonight, as you get yourself all in your prayer position, amen. We are standing on the promises of God. Amen. Standing on the promises that no one can see. Let me sing the second verse. Standing on the promise that cannot fail. When the holy storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Put on my glasses. I'm not seeing the word very well. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I am standing on the promises of God. Amen. And wherein, of taking time. Let's get ourselves into prayer now. Amen. Bring your request now. After we have given praise and honor to him, bring your request to him now. Pray. Pray as the Spirit will lead you. His thoughts will come down right upon you. For you to pray according to his thoughts, what he has willed for you. Let's pray. God richly bless you. God bless you.
Shalom, saints. God bless you richly as we continue to wait upon the Lord. Thank you, Brother Max, for the waiting time. May the Lord bless you, bro. May the Lord help us to be faithful at that time. Let's continue to wait upon the Lord for these requests, saints, upon this night, as we appreciate the word. Firstly, a word of greeting to Brother Jose, who's back home. God bless you, Brother Jose. So good to hear that you're back, brother. May the Lord richly bless you. A thanksgiving as well from Sister Dube. We prayed for them last week. She was saying results came back, no COVID, and now she's feeling better as well. So we thank the Lord for touching our sister. May the Lord bless her. Have our requests this evening. The Lord ministered to Sister Sabrina supernaturally, gave her stamp 4 a couple of weeks back. She now has an appointment with the solicitor on the 2nd of November. It's an application for her husband to join her. So let's put that before the Lord, that the same one who watched over her and provided for her the stamp 4 will open the way for her husband. Let's pray for Brother Kwame. He's for his citizenship. He's got a Gadi vetting report. He's in the process of that. So let's really pray for our brother, Brother Kwame, that all shall be well and the Lord will bless him, that everything will be settled, that he may get his citizenship. That's Brother Kwame. Sister Dash at work, her position, according to the company that she's working, is not eligible on the list of work permits. So the job she's got, they say you can't get a work permit for that. So we want to just really put our sister before the Lord, because the Lord always makes a way. When there seems to be no way, we just want to put this one before the Lord, for the Lord to show Sister Dash to open the door. He's the one who can open that door. May the Lord bless her. She's got a graduation coming. Seems like Sister Priya and Sister Agi will be able to come for the graduation. So we thank the Lord for that. Let's also continue to pray for Brother Clayton, for Sister Talent, the issue that he's asked for concerning her visa as well. Let's keep putting that one before the Lord. And then, saints, we want to put our weekend before the Lord. We have a service in Carlow tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then down to Limerick for Sunday morning, really praying for the Lord to bless those meetings. It's not easy getting a place down in Limerick because of these COVID restrictions. They want everyone to be vaccinated and so forth. But we're looking to the Lord that all should be well. Let's pray for Sunday school. Brother Ellie's taking Sunday school on Sunday. Brother Wilmore's taking the main service on Sunday. So we look to the Lord to bless the weekend meetings for his glory. Let's pray for our musicians, our song leaders. Let's pray for all of these things that lay before us, that the Lord might be glorified. So saints, let's come before the Lord with these, whatever else the Lord lays upon your heart. Let's continue to seek the face of the Lord. God bless you. Amen, saints. Praise the Lord for opportunity to pour out our souls before the Lord. Let's continue in the spirit of prayer. Thank you, Brother Max, for the word. It was a blessing. Thank you, Brother Vlad, for the worship. Let's ask Brother Eli, sorry for the confusion before, let's ask Brother Eli to close for us in a word of prayer. And then we hand over to Brother Vlad to give us a couple of songs once again as we continue to worship the Lord as we enter into this weekend. And may the Lord bless each and every one. In Jesus' name, saints, amen.
Precious Lord, we come this evening to thank you for what a blessing it has been in this prayer meeting, O Lord. We came as a needy people, and we came to meet the Lord who care and who answer our requests, O Lord. And now we can say that we can go, we can leave. We are not leaving your presence, but we are dismissing from this prayer meeting, going with our burden taken away, Lord. We thank you for your servant who stood in the gap, who was there seeking for what was needful for our souls this evening. And we believe, O Heavenly Father, that you have answered our prayers. We commit everything that we have prayed for tonight, O Lord. We know and we have seen you. We have the experience of that God, that answering God. Many times you have answered our prayers, O Lord. That's why we come believing that everything that has been laid upon your altar will be answered, O Lord. Just help us not to give way to those scavengers that will come while we are waiting, while we need to be patient, O Lord, as our brother showed it in this illustration between these two Koreans, O Lord. Let us not become impatient and run away before your time, O Lord. Let us not be like a King Saul, who, instead of being patient and waiting for the appointed time that manufactured his own solution, we just brought confusion and curse upon the people. Heavenly Father, we commit it now into your hand as we pray for our sister Sabrina, O Lord. Let your hand be upon every man, every woman in that office, O Lord. It's the same office Sister Dash is applying for. It's from the same office, Brother Kwame, Brother Clayton, O Lord. They are all looking at those immigration officers, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we commit every man, every woman who will touch, who have anything to do, to say onto those files, O Lord, you touch them. You influence their decisions, O Lord. You are the Lord that one day, one night, when you wanted to do something for the children of Israel, you wanted to do something for Mordecai, O Lord, you made the king restless that night so that he could go and find in the books that there was some record. Let, oh, Heavenly Father, these men, these women, let them go and search in the books, in the law, in the constitution, or anywhere, oh Lord, and find that there may be some exception that will apply to these cases, oh Lord. Let you, the answering God, be the God that will grant these needs as we commit them into your hands. Heavenly Father, we commit now the weekend services into your hand. Be with us, O Lord. Bless the services in Carlo, in Limerick. Let it be something that we will be referring to in the future, that you have done something, O Lord. Bless the meetings here in Dublin, Sunday school, the preaching of the word, the song worship, the offerings, everything. Let it be under your anointing, and let you take the lead and put everything that will come from the human element in us, put it aside, O Lord, and take full control. As we commit now, the moment now that we are dismissing, be with us, O Lord. Bless the night, be with us, and be with us as we prepare for the service in the weekend. Let the glory, let praises, and everything that is in us give you glory, honor, as we commit these words into your hands, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
go the Papa in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Give me your hand. Let's secret together. Let all of our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We call the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, Satan tried to stop us, but the church of Jesus is still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle with the Lord by our side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. У нас є сила в імені Ісуса. У нас є сила. На-на-на-на. От бесі злаца к нам не прикоснуться. У нас є сила, ето ім'я Христа. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Now Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, He holds my future. And life is worth the living just because He lives. God sent His Son, we called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove that my Savior still lives. Because He lives,
I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know, yes, I know He holds my future. And life is worth living just because He lives. And then in our day, I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's fight, the war within. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, for I know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know He holds my future, and life is worth living just because He lives. And then in our day, God sent His prophet, just as He promised that He would send, prepare a bride for this end time message. And Christ in me is dead to prove that He still lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.